It's Richard Marx's first single, a big hit, Don't Mean Nothing, and here he is, Chicago Zone. Or are you Highland Park Zone? Hi, Richard.
Hey, Bob. You're Chicago Zone. I guess I would, I'll take Highland Park or Chicago. You know, either one is good.
Well, listen, you've got music in your blood because your mom and dad both had some musical ability, didn't they?
Yeah. You know, luckily for me, I grew up around two people, particularly my dad, who was creating music, you know, on the daily, and my mom sang all these commercial jingles that my dad wrote. And he was a fixture in Chicago. He was legendary and one of the most successful jingle writer and producers ever. And growing up around that was just awesome. You know, it was,
yeah.
Aside from the musical part of it, and my dad's success in his chosen field, I think one of the most indelible memories growing up was watching a father who couldn't wait to go to work. And I don't mean like he couldn't wait to get away from us. He actually couldn't wait to get down to the studio and get to work. He loves to work so much. And I remember thinking, no matter what I do, I want to do that. I want to do something that I love that much. And it just turned out to be a very similar thing.
Yeah, that's the idea. We're talking about Dick Marx, of course, who, among other great commercial jingles, is responsible for Here Come the Hawks, the Mighty Blackhawks.
Yeah.
And Richard Marx has a memoir out, Stories to Tell. Reading the book, Richard, I learned a lot of things about you that I never knew before, and probably one of the most amazing aspects of your life is the way you connected with Lionel Richie, and he was such an influence on you, and you got to work with him. But what were you, 17 when he heard a tape of your songs?
Yeah, I was living with my parents in Highland Park, and I was a huge Commodores fan. I was a huge fan of that 70s and early 80s R&B, and Lionel was, at that time, he was, you know, maybe next to Michael Jackson, the most successful guy in the record business. And Bob, it was such a fluke. You know, I had recorded my first four or five songs in my dad's studio, and the tape, the cassette tape of my demos went from a friend of mine to another person, to another person, to another person. And it ended up in Lionel Richie's hands, and he listened to it and liked it. And he called the phone number on the back written. I wrote my phone number on the back of the cassette. He called me in my parents' house and it was so encouraging. And so a year later, when I graduated from high school, I went right out to LA and he used me as a background singer. And, you know, one of the things that I loved about writing this book, and more importantly, promoting the book, was getting to tell people about how Lionel changed my life and what a gracious, amazing guy he is. And when I look back, his graciousness in calling up this kid he didn't even know completely changed the trajectory of my life. And the debt I owe him is, you know, immeasurable.
Richard Marx sang on the classic party anthem All Night Long. Listen closely. I think we will hear him right now singing All Night, All Night. I can't sing it like you did, but I think this is you, isn't it, Richard? Is that you in there?
It is. And I'll tell you something, Bob. It doesn't matter how many hits I've had as an artist or Grammys or any of that stuff. The most impressive thing about me to anyone is when I say, I'm the one going, all night, all night, all night. Way more impressive.
Yeah, pretty cool. It's also pretty impressive about your connection with Barbara Streisand, and you really dug her, didn't you?
I still do. I absolutely adore her. And again, one of the fun parts about writing the book is giving people an idea into some of these major superstars who you might have preconceptions about. I did. I'd always heard that Barbara Streisand was a diva and she was a control freak and all these sort of pejorative words that got thrown around in her direction. And then working with her, getting to know her, becoming friends with her, she's anything but that. You know, she just happens to be a really, really bright, intuitive, perfectionist, which is always fine if you're a guy. It's if you're a woman that's a problem.
And exactly.
She's a force of, I mean, you hear that word, you know, overused all the time, but she's also this most thoughtful, gracious, again, gracious and sweet and funny. And I've gotten to work with her, but more importantly, I've become friendly with her over the years. And she and her husband, and Jim Brolin is like, there's nobody cooler than Jim Brolin. I can tell you that right now. I mean, I love Barbara and I love hanging out with her, but becoming friends with James Brolin has been a gift too, because he's just such a good hang.
And did you get to record with Barbara Streisand?
Yeah, I've produced her a couple of times, and we've had a great time in the studio. I've worked with her several times over the years and experienced none of the diva stuff that, you know, precedes her. She's just a total pro. She expects everybody else in the room to be a pro. That's all it is.
Tell me about her own intoxicating scent that you write about.
Oh, yeah. Well, Barbara is just, she's otherworldly. And she, you know, you would expect Barbara Streisand to smell amazing, and she does.
Now, that's the information we need to get. You're amazing how you sort of manifested these things that happened to you, didn't you?
Yeah. I think that that's probably one of the major threads throughout the book that I wanted people to come away with. I recognized in the last 10 years that ever since I was a little boy, meeting Davy Jones when I was 5 years old, and I could have been in the WGN studios for all I know. I can't remember what station it was at. I met them when I was 5 years old, and I was a monkey's freak, but particularly I was a huge fan of Davy Jones, and I met him, and he was really kind to me. And then throughout my life, I've just had this ability, Bob, to pull people into my path. I'm not really sure how it happened, but I only realized in the last 10 years that I've had this consistent ability. And even right up to just a few years ago, when I was determined to write a song with Burt Bacharach, I was sitting in his house writing a song with him. And I think that I'm a firm believer. There's a great book called As a Man Thinketh. It's written, you know, a thousand years ago, whatever it was. And not a thousand years ago, but, you know, at least 150 years ago. And it's just, you know, it proves the point that your thoughts dictate the quality of your life. And I've just thought in the best of ways.
Yeah, another theme in the book, I think, is you meet these people with diva reputations, and they turn out to be wonderful, Madonna being another one of them, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know her enough to know what she's really like, certainly now. But again, this is before I had a record deal. I was making a living as a session singer, and I had already sung on All Night Long, and I was pretty close to getting a record deal. And another Chicagoan, Pat Leonard, great musician, hired me to sing background vocals on this Madonna song that I thought he was producing, but it turned out she was producing. And I remember driving to the studio hoping she wouldn't be there because, again, her reputation had preceded her, and I just thought, you know, she's going to be a pain in the ass, and she's going to be whatever. Turned out she was at the session. She did produce the session, and she was awesome. She was a total pro, funny, a great hang, and absolutely stunningly gorgeous. I couldn't believe how beautiful she was in person. So, yeah, you know, you walk in with a preconception of someone. I love being surprised, and people like that surprising you is awesome.
Stories to Tell is the name of the book, and he's got a lot of them. It's a memoir from Richard Marx, and a lot of great stuff in there, everything from imitating Barry Gibb on Guilty with Barbara Streisand to playing basketball with Prince. It's a fascinating, fascinating read. Congratulations on that, Richard. We hope to see you here in Chicago sooner rather than later.
Thank you, Bob. All the best to you.
Same here, buddy. Be well.